You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Coming to you from the edge of innovation, IFA Next here in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues our 17th year broadcasting from this awesome consumer tech event, and we are delighted that you have tuned in. This Into Tomorrow special from Germany brought to you in part by Leandrino. Join the Leandrino standard for brand-specific currencies at leandrino.com. And by Jabra, your engineered-for-purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit Jabra, J-A-B-R-A.com. For more. And IFA thanks their hardware sponsors, including UMC Sharp, Panasonic, Clore, Monkey Water, and Dell, among others. Shaping the future of audio and creating unique sound experiences for consumers, our next guests, they've been doing that for a long time. We've been fortunate a couple of times to have their CEO on the show. He wasn't available today, but that's okay because the product manager for Sennheiser is Sebastian Rodens, and I'm sure you will do as good a job. We'll promote you to CEO. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and I'll do my best.
No, very good. Oh, and look at that. He's on Sennheiser headset microphones, as we are, because that's what we use for many years on our remote broadcasts around the world. So when he put them on, he goes, oh, these sound good.
Well, yeah.
I think so. I think they do. Tell me what you're doing here at IFA. What are you showing?
We're showing a new headphone, basically our new flagship model, which is a new Momentum Wireless.
Oh.
It's the third generation of the Momentum headband products, noise-canceling headphone, and, I mean, the main picture is it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And we believe it's the best-sounding Bluetooth headphone to date, but it also packs a lot of nice features that will, you know, just make using it very easy.
Such as? Because, of course, we talk a lot over the years, the last several years on the show, about Bluetooth headphones and earbuds and headsets and so forth. And, I mean, these right away, I'm impressed with the soft ear cushions. So you want to wear them on a long flight. Your ears aren't going to hurt afterwards. It seems very, very comfortable. And no doubt with Sennheiser, good sound quality. So what other features might this offer?
So we wanted really to achieve that people can use them without ever reading a manual. So, and they have to be really intuitive. So one of the things they do is they actually turn on and off by folding them. So if you fold them,
really?
They actually turn off. And if you unfold them, they turn on.
And there you go. The power light just went out. So,
yeah.
All right. And then unfold them. And not that he's lying, but check it out. There you go. The LED just came on that they're now powered back up. Now, that's a thing that sounds to me like common sense, but I don't know of anybody else that does that.
I think we're the only one. We have two headphones that do that. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, something that simple. And then they come with a nice case as well.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, with, of course, the Sennheiser logo. Well, let me get these out of the way so you can see. What a lovely case, even. And they're going to be well protected. And easy to carry on those long flights or whatever the case, you know.
Exactly.
And that's kind of the and this is the same model but a different color combination.
Yes, we offer them in two models. The black one is actually available from today. And in November, we will also then have the Sandy White version, as we call it.
Sandy White.
Yes.
I like that. Being from Miami, we can relate to the sandy part. And I just had to fold them and unfold them to see that they powered back up again. So that was very good. And you say that you've talked about availability. Do we have a price yet?
Yeah, €399.
Okay. Yeah. Which is about the same, more or less, kind of as U.S. dollars, right?
About the same, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the dollar is doing fairly well these days, so figure around $400, and I think they'd be in good shape. You guys talk about augmented audio combined with mixed reality, too. What is that about?
We're working. We have there done a collaboration with a company called Magic Leap, where we have done some kind of headphones for their AR glasses. So people that have the glasses or develop on these, they can have our AR1 headphones, and then they can not only experience the nice visuals from the glasses, but also kind of have the full kind of 3D audio experience coming from our headphones.
Oh, very cool. And then the Ambio soundbar, is that something else that just introduced here at IFA?
No, we have that. Actually, we're selling that already this year. We've shown it a few times, also last IFA. But it's a pretty impressive soundbar with 3D audio sound and great sound quality. And we're demoing it here again, so it's extremely well received. It's a very, very nice piece of kit.
Good, good. And, of course, soundbars have understandably become so important to the TV experience in general. Because no matter how good a TV you might end up with, it's just the audio just isn't always there. You know, the overall quality. Adding a soundbar, a good one, like a Sennheiser soundbar, makes all the difference in the world in helping with your entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is just something, but, people don't want to have a lot of speakers anymore. They understand, if they just put something, beneath their telly that just helps the sound get better, they're already happy. And we just wanted to take that up a notch. So not only give something that's okay, but really basically have the full experience of a full, surround or kind of 3D audio set, but in the soundbar.
Yeah. And real quick, back to the headphones. We get a lot of listeners that talk about the potency of noise canceling.
Yeah.
You guys certainly spent a lot of time concentrating on that as well. Some noise canceling headphones, you flip a switch and it's like, yeah, there's some kind of a difference. But others, and I'm sure the Momentum series as well, are pretty remarkable difference, yeah?
Yeah. I think it actually goes very much along with the comfort. So, the soft ear cushions go a long way so that they already kind of seal the ear very well. And then, of course, it's our noise-canceling technology, and we're not doing it for the first time, so we had some few go-arounds, so we're getting better and better. And also, this is true for this model, so I think we achieved something like in a headphone like this we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. You can turn it on and off. You can have it, either way. Sometimes people just want to switch it off quickly when they're at home and they don't need it.
Yeah.
You can also choose between different modes. So we have the normal noise cancellation. We have anti-wind, so some noise cancelling headphones, they don't work if it's windy outside. So we've taken care of that with a mode, and then we have a mode called anti-pressure. This is just if you need a softer noise cancellation. So this is available in the headphone, and it does that. It's part of the sound quality, the sound experience.
Sure.
It doesn't only have to sound good, which we think, it sounds the best, but also the noise canceling is a very big part of it it does that.
And you don't always have to use the full highest level of noise cancellation. Perhaps you're on an airplane and you want to cancel out that engine noise or the passenger next to you that won't be quiet or whatever. There are times when that's very handy. But as you say, some other environments, you just put a first level of noise cancellation, and you're quite content. You're still hearing your tunes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are using these headphones now everywhere. It's typical, originally were invented really for using them in planes, and then they became more portable, so people used them for commute. But now people using them at home. A lot of our customers live in very urban areas, so they have loud neighbors. They have a street right outside their window. So, they're just enjoying these headphones to, give them a bit of quiet, cocoon them at home. So,
Check out Sennheiser Sebastian.com. Sebastian, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. We'll let you get back to your very busy exhibit here at IFA.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Intotomorrow.com, Sennheiser.com for all the goodies that Sebastian and his team are regularly working on. And in the meantime, we'll look for you at Intotomorrow.com. Stay tuned. Much more for Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. This is the Advanced Media Network from IFA.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Shift Automotive returns again this year to IFA Berlin, exploring how the latest technologies are shaping the way we live, work, and drive. The two-day convention of Shift Automotive brings together startups, tech giants, car manufacturers, and city planners from around the world. You don't want to miss a minute of all of our coverage from IFA in Berlin, including videos of all of the radio interviews, so you can see the cool products that we're talking about, because we don't want you to miss a minute of any of this cool stuff that we're showing you on Into Tomorrow this week. And this Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Tiffin. All the camera accessories you need. Shop now at Tiffin, TIFFEN.com. And by Jabra, their elite range of true wireless headphones, best for music and calls, Jabra, JABRA.com. A global leader in premium kitchen appliances. Right away, that means money, perhaps. We'll talk about that. Known for their coffee machines, as well as blenders, juicers, and even ovens. Our next guest is the coffee guru with Sage Appliances, Luke Powell. Luke, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, just arrived and feeling very excited for the week ahead.
Well, yes, indeed, because we're doing this interview, as we are doing many, from the Showstoppers press event. Good segue. Thank you. Which is the event that where they bring in a whole bunch of us journalist types to come and talk to a whole lot of people with some great, cool consumer tech products. Consumer technology and appliances has been a big part of IFA for many years. This being our 17th year, we've seen a lot of cool new things being introduced. And apparently, not to be outdone, Sage, known in the U.S. as Breville, you might be familiar with the Breville name for most of our audience, has a really cool coffee maker.
Absolutely, yeah. I would argue the best in the world. We try and bring cafe quality, so the same experience you'd have in a coffee shop, in a place that you love drinking coffee, you can recreate the exact same experience at home. And this goes across our entire range. So the idea is that you're mastering all of the different products that you can make with various cooking techniques.
Yeah.
And our technology brings the back end, giving you all the hard work.
So tell me why someone who doesn't drink coffee, myself, would care.
Maybe you know someone who does like drinking coffee.
The rest of the planet.
Yeah, exactly. thousands of people love drinking coffee.
Of course.
And yeah, hopefully within your household or someone you love, potentially love drinking coffee as well. So you can
well,
do
if they're
them
in my household, it better be someone I love, or why are they
fingers
in there?
Crossed. I don't want to make any assumptions.
There's that. So you can be a discount barista, I guess, at your own house, right?
Yeah.
You can be your own coffee guru.
I would
and
argue,
that's
yes.
got to be the best title so far here at IFA that we've had on the show. Coffee Guru yeah. is an official title. It says that on his business card. It's really cool. So tell me now about this particular model. What is it called? It just says Sage on
this
it.
This is the Sage Oracle Touch.
Of course it is. The Oracle Touch.
Bringing in a lot of themes there. One, being a sage is a bringer of wisdom. An oracle is someone who can predict the future. We're strongly promoting both of those in that the coffee machine holds all the knowledge you need to be a coffee professional.
Well, then what I want you to start doing, since it's Sage and into the future, is change that to Sage and into tomorrow. Because, hello. See? And now, having been a guest, you're going to remember into tomorrow, and you're going to start using that.
Definitely.
There you go. You
know, add it to our blurb.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends how good this interview goes.
Yeah.
That's what his boss said about keeping him.
Yeah.
So for your sake, make us some coffee, won't you?
Beautiful. So I can explain some of the things I'm doing as I go ahead.
Please.
This machine has a stainless steel conical burr grinder, the same as you'd find in a coffee shop. It grinds and tamps for you. So you can see on the touchscreen, you can pick whichever coffee you like.
And those who are listening only on the radio at the moment, you can't see it. But trust me. You yeah. want to see this.
I'll try and explain how it looks.
Well, that'd be good. See, theater of the mind. So
gotcha.
Do tell us. Oh, and it's grinding.
So it's grinding.
From a bunch of
very
coffee
quietly.
Beans at the top, I see.
Falling down into your basket. Yeah. And then they'll be tamped perfectly.
They're falling
to an
down
exact level.
Into our basket. Okay.
This or portafilter, if you're a coffee guru like myself.
I see.
This also walks you through on the screen everything that's going on. So it says grinding right now. It will then say tamping. And you can obviously change the coarseness of your grind to create the exact coffee you want in the cup.
So it's actually now saying hot water, so that it's letting us know that
yeah.
the hot water is being introduced at the moment, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, not
so
oh, sorry.
Here
oh,
we have on. A perfectly dosed and ground. So this
okay.
is 19 to 20 grams, which is, again, what you'd find in a coffee shop. You then put this over into our extraction. Again, the same. So this works with 9 bar of pressure and 93 degrees of temperature. That's PID, temperature controlled. So we press extract. On here, you can change the time at which it extracts, so you can create ristrettos. If you like drinking ristrettos, you can drink...
What is a ristretto for someone who's a non-coffee drinker anyway?
Well, it's mostly if you're an Italian speaker. It just means restricted.
Restricted?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask Julio, who is a, as he calls himself, a discount barista, about some of these things. But I see he's right behind Chris's camera, like in awe of your machine.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
yeah I think anyone...
Because he also works at Target, and they have him in the Starbucks section making coffees.
Yeah.
So he wishes he could use this.
Well, I would definitely ask one of our team to get you a discount code, because these machines are, like, the best. It's a joy to use.
And as the coffee is dripping into the Sage coffee cup, how appropriate... Yeah, you want to turn that toward the camera. There you go. It's all about marketing. How much is this machine, and is it available?
It's available worldwide. For the U.S. market, I think it's somewhere in the region of $2,500.
For a coffee maker. I just want to get it right.
You know. Yeah, absolutely.
$2,500. But now those who truly love coffee, see, if I was a coffee drinker, I would drink this and see how good it is. Oh, but wait, you have to add more stuff to it.
So at the same time, this is a dual boiler unit, so it can extract the same time as you steam milk.
Check
it
that.
Purges for you, so yeah. again, helping you through
the... I do want it to purge for me.
Just to avoid things like cleaning and all that kind of hassle. Again, it is quite an expensive unit.
Yeah, but now now it's paying for itself.
Oh, yeah.
You got my attention to avoid cleaning. Okay.
Paying for a full-time barista will definitely, that's going to set you back more than £2,500 a year. We have a 2-year warranty, so you've got at least 2 years of full-time barista assistance at home.
There you go. Uh-huh. There's like apparently magic to pouring in the cream. Because he's sort of shaking it as he does it, I guess. Shaken, not stirred. Whoa. And again, on the radio, I'm going to describe the lovely heart. I tried to get him to do the Into Tomorrow logo, and he said, if it looks like a heart, sure, we'll be glad to do that. But can you see that on camera enough? Okay, very cool, because I know if I tilt it for you to see, it probably will ruin the heart. But, oh, he's showing it to me. Okay, very good. Oh, it's a heart. How lovely.
For you.
For me. Oh, Luke, you shouldn't have. But I will smell it, because I love the smell of fresh brewed coffee.
Oh, really?
I just don't like Coffee.
Why don't you like coffee?
And can you imagine, as a former police officer for many years?
How did you live?
I know. People on my squads would always say, you mean when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you feel all day?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's a weird way to put it. And when we go to the coffee shop, the donut shop, because everybody thinks that's all we as cops do is go to the donut shop. You don't have coffee?
Yeah.
And I said, I have juice or milk. And they went, oh, get out of here. So they would abandon me.
It's not the same thing.
Right. But the smell...
So why don't you like coffee?
I just don't. It's just not a flavor I enjoy. I don't do coffee candy, coffee ice cream.
This is definitely for this man here.
Yeah, I know. Who wants to sample this on camera real quick?
Trust
you better get in the light.
Yeah.
Okay, Israel, have a sip of this and tell me. Now, don't mess up the heart. Drink it and keep the heart. go for it. Go for it and tell me if it's good. It's good. Okay. Israel's favorite thing when he likes something is it's so good.
We've made it.
Yes. All right. Well, then you pass that. You pass the Israel test.
Because I think that would be a key thing to mention is that if you didn't like coffee before, coffee has had quite a complex history where people put worse quality coffees in and it created this thing where people didn't like that as a flavor.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's the bitterness, if that's even
appropriate. Yeah, so coffee is bitter to a degree. We have 19 grams in the puck. You can put more coffee in that's a better quality, and you get out more flavor that's a coffee flavor, as opposed to a bitter flavor or the negative connotations that some people hold to coffee.
Uh-huh.
You can put in with our machine as much coffee as you like, and you'll get out the good bits of it. You can extract it properly, is I guess how it's called in the industry.
The good bits.
You extract the bit you want without extracting sort of the ashy flavors or the sour flavors or the bitter flavors.
You've convinced me to have a sip. But you need a fresh one, and I want the Into Tomorrow logo on it. For more, you certainly want to visit Luke's site and see what he and the team there, David and the others, are doing from Sage Appliances. But we're going to give you the U.S. better known in our area of the world website, so you can check them out. Breville.com. It's Breville. Breville.com. Luke, you are a delight to have on. You are a coffee guru, no doubt, and an awesome barista. I'll now say you're my personal barista. And they say, I thought you didn't drink coffee. Yeah, who cares? I have a personal barista. That's what counts. IntoTomorrow.com will get you there as well. And if you're listening on the radio, you've got to see the video of this very cool machine and all the other videos of all the guests here at IFA in Berlin. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. More with Into Tomorrow coming to you from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. This is the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Wow, some premium laptops, some really cool other mobile goodies from Lenovo. Kelly Corrigan joining us at the Pepcom After Hours press event, where they invite a whole bunch of us, press, tech, journalists, and we come and talk to some cool exhibitors that are showing some really neat stuff. So, Kelly, hi there. Welcome into tomorrow.
How's it going?
It's going well. You're showing a whole lot of stuff, and we've only got time and room for a couple of things. What do you want to start off with?
All right. So we are going to start out with some smart home products.
Good. Everybody's into smart homes these days, and Lenovo's certainly there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have partnered with Alexa, Amazon, and at this show particular, we're actually partnering with Google. So our first product is going to be our smart display 7-inch. We've previously released some larger smart display products. We have an 8-inch, a 10-inch. We even have a smart alarm clock that's a 4-inch screen. So with this one, it's a 7-inch display. And with that, it is a very small footprint. So if you don't have a lot of real estate on your countertop or whatnot, you're able to put it in there.
And I'm delighted to hear that you're using the Google Home thing, because it's like everybody and their brother and sister is doing Alexa, and that's fine. But there's more to that than just Alexa.
Yes, there's definitely advantages of both of them. We've partnered, like I said, with Alexa in the past. But for this go around, you know, working with Google Assistant. And with that, you know, we've actually, to kind of segue into our next products, we've actually put Google Assistant on some tablets that you're now able to use as a smart display. But one of the main features of this is the fact that we've partnered with Google, so we actually have a feature on here now that instead of, you know, when you're done with your tablet, you tend to just set it on the coffee table and forget it most of the time, or at least I do. But with this, we're actually utilizing Google Assistant with something we're calling ambient mode. So that'll actually give you information on your screen when it's charging. So things like your event calendar, you know, your smart home lights to turn them on and off, weather, things like that. So it'll actually be used as a hub of sorts in your home instead of just sitting on your table, not charging or anything like that. So this is the Lenovo M8 Smart Tab here. So with this, it's also using Google Assistant ambient mode. But the difference with this and the Smart Tab, the Yoga Smart Tab in particular, is the fact that this is just a basic slate tablet. It's an 8-inch tablet, but it also comes with this smart dock here as well. So that allows you to plug it in there with pogo pins, and once it hits that dock, it'll begin charging, as well as slip into that Google ambient mode to allow to use it as a hub for all your Google Assistant needs. While it's charging.
That is pretty cool. And this is all cool stuff that's available now from Lenovo?
So this will all be coming in the very near future, between October and September, depending on the product.
Okay, but either way, it sounds like before the holidays, so they make for some great gifts, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Either way, it's coming this fall.
For sure. And not to be outdone, of course, obviously, you have laptops. You wouldn't be Lenovo without amazing laptops. Let's talk about at least one of them here.
Yes, exactly. So here we have our Yoga C940 laptop. This is our mainline premium flagship laptop. And probably the most standout feature of this laptop is the fact that there is a sound bar built into the hinge of the product.
Nice.
A cool sound bar built into there that works with Dolby Atmos. And the coolest thing about our Yoga laptops is the fact that you can flip them around 360 degrees, use them like a tablet. And the fact that you have this sound bar hinge now just means that no matter what mode that you flip this laptop into, you're going to get, you know, great sound. It's not going to be, you know, blocked in any way by the system itself.
Loving it. Well, Chris, when you have a second, just pan down the table. There's so much more, and yet another table with so much more. Lots of cool stuff. And how you find more information, of course, Lenovo.com. Kelly, you're a delight to chat with. We got to talk more when there's more time, and we can talk about more products as well.
Exactly. Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
We're back with more from Berlin, Germany, in our 17th year broadcasting from IFA, this huge trade show, as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free.
800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
Into Tomorrow continues from IFA in Berlin, Germany, where IFA Next has their Innovation Engine stage. Speakers and panel discussions taking to the stage, discussing the future of all kinds of cool technology, including AI, VR, the house of smart living, robots, mobility, fitness, and digital health, 8K, 5G, the whole gamut, all being covered here at IFA. And this Into Tomorrow broadcast brought to you in part by Jabra, your engineered for purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit Jabra, JABRA.com, and by Leandrino, connecting users and brands to digital currencies. You can learn more when you visit Leandrino.com. Telling us about their smart security solutions to protect your home inside and out. Our next guest is the marketing product manager with a company called Netatmo. Did I say that right this
yes.
time? I think I did. now, she's the senior marketing product manager. That's even better. She's got a promotion. And if I get her name right, we get to speak. She is Janina Matausch. Was that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
well done.
Janina, thank you, and welcome Into Tomorrow. Glad
thank
to have you.
You
with us. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Tell me a little bit about the company. It's kind of an odd name, it seems to me, like I wasn't sure exact the pronunciation. How did it start, and does it mean something?
It actually does mean something. So Netatmo, it comes from internet, so the net.
Okay.
And then Atmo from the atmosphere.
Oh.
Because the first product is a smart weather station. So it was supposed to connect with the internet and tell you more about the atmosphere at home and outside.
You say it was supposed to. It didn't?
Oh, it still does.
It,
it still does. But it became the company's name. And now we've kind of evolved from just a smart weather station to a smart home company that actually covers everything that a smart home could possibly cover. From heating, security, collaborating with Velux or smart sockets like Legrand.
Oh, good.
So
good.
We cover a broad range of smart home products today.
Okay, and what are you announcing here at IFA?
So we are announcing a smart security system that works with the face recognition off our smart indoor camera. So it does know whether it's a family member or someone unknown. So basically, it will automatically deactivate the alarm system when a family member comes home.
Because of that face recognition.
Exactly.
It knows that's mom, dad, the kids, what have you, right?
Exactly. And so as a user, you do not have to rush to a code, to a keypad and type a code or something. It's just basically effortless. You walk through the door, your smart alarm system is disarmed. And, you don't have to do anything.
And for those not yet able to see the video, let me describe this to our audience on radio as imagine an empty toilet paper roll 1.5 times. I mean, that's probably the best thing I could say because it's very slender and sleek and small, so it'd go anywhere and not interfere with your home decor. This particular one is a kind of a gold color.
Yeah.
And looks very nice.
Aluminium, gold. It's like kind of the Apple color is a little bit. And a lot of intruders that I see a lot of intruder videos, and so they tend not to see the camera.
Oh,
because
it doesn't look at all like a camera. I mean, if Chris has to kind of zoom in to see the camera, but I can see if this is just on a shelf, next to family pictures or something, it would be ignored. It's just nice piece.
Exactly.
And not a camera at all. Yeah. So good job on the design.
Thank you.
No, that's cool. So now you talk about that it recognizes face. It's got the facial recognition. And yet if someone else is in the house that it doesn't recognize, it sets off an alarm. It notifies us, what have you.
So basically when it sees an intruder coming through your front door, it will send you a notification on your smartphone telling you, hey, I've seen an unknown face. It will also trigger the siren. So the siren will start sounding automatically. And as a user, you then have the video so you can see, okay, is this actually an intruder or is it just someone like a friend
maybe
that I
let
in? Maybe
your neighbor bringing in the mail because you're on vacation for a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. And so as a user, I can then deactivate the siren automatically through the notification.
Okay.
Or I can make it sound immediately if I see it's actually an intruder. And if I don't do anything, there will be like a countdown, a beeping countdown for a few seconds, and then the siren will start sounding automatically.
Ah, but now if we know that we're going to have this neighbor check the mail or, you know, water the plants, feed the cat, whatever, can you kind of pre-enroll that person? I mean, you simply say, recognize this face, it's legitimate.
Yeah, so you would have the person coming in. And the camera will take pictures or like film the person has every kind of angle from the face. Hmm. And then you would just go into the app and identify the person.
Oh, say they're now an allowed person, at least during this time.
Exactly.
You can probably unenroll them later as well.
You can delete them and then they are a known person again.
Okay. So you were referring to the siren. Is that this other white piece here? It also looks like a decorative piece. So, and so this would be the siren that we could install wherever, I guess, right?
Yeah, so it runs on batteries, but it can also be plugged in.
Okay.
So because it's running on batteries, you can just put it on a shelf or on a table or or screw it onto your walls.
Wow, very cool. Are these products available currently?
Yes, so the camera and the sensors are available today. The siren will be available on the 26th of September.
Oh, okay. But right
so
around the
soon.
Corner.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And are there prices available in U.S. dollars?
Sure.
Yeah.
So the camera runs for $199.99 U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. The sensors come in a pack of three, and they are sold for $99.99 U.S. dollars. And the siren comes for $79.99.
You like nine, huh?
We like nines a lot. It's our lucky number.
Yeah, there you go. Apparently you like nines. We invite you to visit Janina's website because you're going to see these products and perhaps even order them and pre-order the siren if you like, what have you. NETATMO. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us here at IFA and continued good luck. I can see why they're getting a lot of attention.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Well, I'm Dave Graveline. More from Berlin, Germany. Yeah. As we continue into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network. There's so much more to come. Don't go away.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Bringing you further into tomorrow from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning into tomorrow at IFA, where consumer tech meets innovation. Lots of cool stuff. Our 17th year here, and we always find neat, cool products and services to bring you further into tomorrow. And that's why we don't want you to miss any of our broadcasts. Of course, by now, I'm sure you've signed up for our free Into Tomorrow podcasts. You can do that at intotomorrow.com. This IFA Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Sage and Breville in the U.S. They're a global leader in premium kitchen appliances. Visit Breville, that's Breville.com. By Dell, check out their new PCs and accessories at Dell.com. And by Dexcom and the G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com. Our next guest is a developer of an artificial intelligence tool that, get this, identifies our emotions from our voice. And then we'll find out, once they know that, what do they do with it? The co-founder of a company called Empath is Hazumu Yamazaki.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
It's a pleasure to have you. So tell me about Empath as a company, first of all, and then let's get into what you do.
Sure. So we develop emotion AI, which can identify human emotion from the voice.
And so emotion AI. So
yes.
Artificial intelligence for emotions.
Exactly. Yeah. And we focus on not what you say. So we don't care about the language, but we focus on how you say it, like speed, tone, pitch, volume, intonation, and so on. So in that sense, it works regardless of the language.
Interesting. So if I'm very angry, then your system knows Dave's not a happy camper. Dave's not happy. Yes. But if I'm speaking like this and saying, oh, hello, good day, but it knows that I'm happy.
Or calm.
And then what does that do for us? I mean, if once we determine that, your system knows that Dave is happy or Dave is sad or Dave is angry, then what do?
So we are mainly working with a contact center to check the customer satisfaction automatically. Uh-huh. Also checking the motivation level of the operators, because the turnover rate of the operators is quite higher than other industries in the contact center. So we check the kind of the mental health care status of the operators and the contact centers.
Really? Okay. So it's for those employees, you're saying, at contact centers mostly?
Exactly. Contact centers. But our story began at 2013, because we used this technology in order to check the mental state of the victims of the 3/11 earthquake, which happened in Japan in 2011.
Right.
So we used this technology to find our symptom, the depression of the victims of the earthquake. So this is how we started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So using your AI to assist the victims of this earthquake in Japan some time ago.
Exactly.
Wow. And then how did that help? How did that give you the details of what you need?
So once we detect some symptom, the depression, we provide a lot to care workers in order to have an interview with them, because at that time, a lot of people are suffering from their mental disorders.
Oh,
so
sure.
Before they got into the serious situation, we tried to detect early cue of the mental state change.
So where else do people use your tool then for determining anger or happiness or calmness?
So in other business area, we are working with a communication robot company in order to make a robot understand family's emotional state. And we're also working with an automobile company to check the mental state of drivers for their safety. For instance, once they get really irritated, we provide a lot from a virtual assistant, which integrated our voice emotion AI.
Well, that sounds fascinating. And what emotions can be recognized?
So let me show you how this works.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, we have a laptop here.
Yeah, so we can identify four emotions, which are joy, calm, anger, and sorrow. And this is a real-time analysis of the my emotion from the speech. And now it is mainly occupied by yellow color, which is joy.
So,
quite happy to be here. So.
Yeah, very good.
So actually, we can identify 4G's emotion in addition to energy point, which can identify whether people are positive or negative.
Okay.
So we have actually 5 parameters.
So now show me anger, and what happens?
I'm really bad at acting, but gosh, no, calm. So,
calm.
It's really hard to fake it, actually, you see.
I wonder if I can show some anger. Let me try. And we're using a little separate microphone here connected to his laptop to determine this. Why doesn't this laptop work properly? I want to see anger.
You're sad.
I'm sad.
A little bit.
Well, there you go. I'm getting more on the sorrow scale here.
Yeah.
Sorrow.
Yeah.
More so than anger.
Yeah.
Oh, it picked up my anger. It just took a couple of moments.
It took a little bit of time.
It thought, Dave's never angry. And then it realized, wait a minute, this time he is. So now we're seeing
but
anger.
But I'm calm.
So is this something that's for sale? Is this available for
the
general public?
Yeah, it has been already
public?
Launched in the market. So we already have 1,700 customers over 50 countries, mainly in contact center, automobiles, or robotics, or whatever.
So mostly for contact centers, as you mentioned, maybe
support
groups.
Yeah, so far mainly focused on the contact centers.
Yeah, not something that as a consumer I would necessarily buy.
But we also provide this software for some entertainment field as well. So consumers can buy just kind of the application as well.
it's a joy for us to have you on the program, and we appreciate you sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. More information can be had at webempath.com, because the company is called Empath, right?
Yes.
So webempath.com. Of course, we will link you to Hazumi. How do you say your first name?
Hazumu.
Hazumu. I was right that second time.
Yeah.
All right. To his website as well. And I'm trying to remain calm and not show anger on his laptop. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.